This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So now 13 women are accusing Charlie Rose of, you know, sexual, I don't know, groping, touching, feeling, inappropriate advances. Not rape yet. None of that has been levied against Charlie Rose, but Charlie Rose has been fired by CBS. You know, I don't mean to make this about celebrities who are accused of sexual misconduct, but there are so many coming out. It's insane. It's like every day another leftist, another Democrat is accused of groping women, raping women, sexually assaulting women. It wasn't just Harvey Weinstein, of course, who's now been accused by 91 women at last count. And it's not just Louis C.K. It's not just, who else? Bill Cosby, the drug rapist. Oh my God, what a monster. It's also now people like Charlie Rose and John Conyers. He's a Democrat congressman. John Conyers has been accused by multiple women, and he apparently used taxpayer money to settle some of the claims, just paying money out to these women on the taxpayer's dime. I mean, get this. So John Conyers, you know, sexually assaults women or abuses them, or I don't know what he does. And then when they threaten him back, like with a lawsuit or something, he just has the taxpayers foot the bill. What a scam. That's Washington, D.C. for you. These are all people, by the way, who claim to be pro-women's rights. Remember, these are Democrats. These are all the people who say they respect women. And these are all the same people who condemned Donald Trump for his hot mic episode where he was bragging about grabbing women's crotches or whatever he was bragging about. But these Democrats have been caught actually doing it, not just talking about it, actually doing it. And it's just every day. I can't even keep up. I don't even try. I'm not trying to name every person. I'm just trying to give you sort of a connect the dots big picture of what's going on, because it is out. Well, I was going to say out of control, but really, more appropriately, it's about time. Isn't it? If you're a woman listening to this, isn't it about time that all the, I can't use profanity, but all the a-holes who groped you, who groped your breasts, who grabbed your crotch, who maybe tried to rape you or whatever. Isn't it time that all those a-holes got exposed? I mean, seriously. Isn't it time? Al Franken, Senator Al Franken, another Democrat. Now, another woman has come forward to accuse him of inappropriate behavior. My hope is that every man who has done this to any woman ever is exposed. That's my hope. Every man who has groped a woman, you know, assaulted, of course, raped, of course, I don't know what all these people do, like Louis C.K. masturbating in front of women without their permission. What? Who even comes up with these ideas? But my hope is that every one of these men is exposed. And it's probably not just men. There are probably somehow there's some twisted situation where a woman did this to a man uninvited, although that seems unlikely. But who knows? I just hope that all these people are exposed. That's my sincere hope. Because the dirty, dark secret behind the power structures or the power institutions of our country, whether it's Hollywood or music or politics, Washington, D.C., the dirty, dark secret is that most of these people are perverts. Most of them abuse women. Most of them are not ethical. And some of them are rapists, and some of them are pedophiles. And, you know, four new women are reportedly about to come forth to accuse Bill Clinton of inappropriate sexual behavior toward them in the early 2000s, I believe, is what's being reported. Now, I hope that comes out, too. Apparently, they're in talks to get a settlement from Bill Clinton, so if he pays them enough money, they'll shut up and go away. I hope he doesn't pay them the money. I hope they do go public. I hope that Bill Clinton is finally exposed for the monster that he has always been, and his evil wife, Hillary Clinton, is exposed for her role in covering up the sexual predator behavior of her husband. Hillary Clinton slandered the women, attacked the women, hired private investigators to go after those women and smear them. They have been the subject of smear campaigns and defamation campaigns all this time. All these years. How many years? It is sickening. Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones, I think. I don't know all the names, but there's a lot of them. And they deserve for the truth to come out. They deserve to be heard like any other woman who has been raped, sexually assaulted, abused, groped, whatever the case may be. So I ask you, what do you think? What percentage of men in Washington, D.C., let's say elected officials, let's just limit it to that group. What percentage of elected federal officials in Washington, D.C., do you think have sexually assaulted, raped, groped, or otherwise abused a woman? What percent? Because I'm guessing it's like 75%. That's just my guess. And of course, we're not going to see 75% come out because many of them will cover it up and pay off their accusers and so on. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's really only one out of four people in Washington, D.C., or men in particular, who can keep their hands to themselves. And by the way, one of those people, I'm sure, is Rand Paul. Rand Paul is an honest, ethical person. You will never see Rand Paul accused by any woman in a real way, unless it's totally fabricated. You'll never see Rand Paul accused of this stuff because he comes from an honest family. His father, Ron Paul, never engaged in this stuff either. So both of those guys you can count on as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about all the others. I don't know. Again, maybe 75% have abused women in the past, and some of that's going to come out, which is awesome. I hope it all comes out. I think it's amazing, by the way, that none of this would have been possible without Donald Trump being president, and here's why. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, she would have continued the cover-ups for all the Democrats. She is the cover-up queen. She covered this up for over 20 years, 30 years, with her husband Bill, who was the mad rapist of Arkansas when he was the governor, and continued all this while he was in Washington. And by the way, Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, her father is not Bill Clinton. It's so obvious. Her father is Hubble, who worked alongside Hillary Clinton for many years. You think Hillary Clinton was having intercourse with Bill when she knew Bill was out screwing all these other women? No, of course not. Hillary was having sex with Hubble. I think his name is Webb Hubble, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it's Hubble. Chelsea Clinton looks just like Hubble. Doesn't look anything like Bill. In fact, there is a young African-American who looks a lot like Bill. And there's been a story out there for a long time about how Bill had impregnated an African-American woman and had fathered this son, who to this day says he is Bill Clinton's son, and he looks like Bill Clinton, a lot like Bill Clinton. He's got the same smile, the same cheekbones, everything. In any case, the cover-ups have been epic, and it's so amazing that this is finally coming out, and I just wonder who else is going to be named. You know, this is the Trump effect at work here. It's like, you know, first it was Bill Cosby, and then it was Weinstein. And it's also social media. It's not just Trump, but it's social media where now the mainstream media can't control the narrative all the time. There's not one centralized control system for information anymore. There's social media. You know, there's Twitter. People can email things to each other. There's more freedom of a diversity of information. So this is coming out, and I think a lot more is going to come out in the months ahead, and I think it's awesome. And by the way, there are some people in the alternative media, I'll say, who are also engaged in this exact behavior. So I don't know. We'll see if that comes out too. I don't know. I have no idea. But I've heard some stuff. there's again, probably in positions of high power, there aren't that many men who can keep their hands to themselves. I would guess maybe one out of four. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one thing for a man, you know, to have a fling with somebody, let's say, if it's consenting. But we're talking about non-consenting groping, assault, rape, all these things. What kind of sick men do that kind of behavior? Seriously, non-consenting, like shoving their tongue down, like Al Franken did, he shoved his tongue down the throat of this of this model on that tour to Afghanistan, the entertainment tour, shoved his tongue down her throat. He was grabbing her breasts. And this is just sick, man. Sick. Don't you people get it? Ask for permission. You know what I mean? Don't just go grabbing everybody unless they tell you it's okay, unless they're into you. Just go grabbing on people, showing up naked in your apartment when you invited them up to read a script, you know, and asking Ashley Judd to watch you masturbating in the shower like Harvey Weinstein did. You people are sick. You're just sickos, and you're mostly Democrats, which is no surprise because Democrats are mentally ill at that level. You know, at that those high-powered Democrat elitists, they're almost all mentally ill. So it's insane. A lot more coming. We'll be covering this at newstarget.com. I'm not doing all the celebrity coverage at Natural News because I'm trying to keep away from some of it. But if you want to hear this stuff, go to newstarget.com. We are covering it all right there. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. And, you know, women, if you've been abused by any of these powerful men, if you've been sexually assaulted or raped, go public with it. I encourage you. Go public with it. This is time for transparency. Name the names. Get it all out there on the record. Be honest about it. Be honest about what happened, but expose these perverts and sickos for what they're actually doing. And we'll stand behind you. We, the independent media, we support you. We'll tell your stories as much as we can. So thanks for listening. Be safe, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.